normally go to bed at like 7:30 every fucking night. Like, it's so real, the grandma life. But last night I didn't go to bed till fucking 1 o'clock in the morning, and that's just not change that I'm here for, you know? And then I slept through my fucking alarm this morning, which I never do because I can wake up at the drop of a hat. Sorry, I'm trying to move my phone somewhere. Oh, that's right. This worked last time. Okay, that should work. Yeah, normally I wake up at, like, I'm up so early. It's ridiculous. Like, I just don't sleep because I can't sleep because I just have so much energy all the time and I just want to be doing things. But because I went to bed so freaking late, I slept through my alarm and then I woke up at 6:30. I should have already been gone out of the house by 6 o'clock to go to the market, but I was already half an hour delayed. And I was like, I had that moment where I was like, well, do I go or do I just stay? Because, like, even last night I was kind of like, oh, I might just, like, not go tomorrow because I'm not feeling it. Like, I know I'm not going to get a lot of sleep. You know, sometimes that can cause me to have a bit of anxiety because I overthink things. So, yeah, and then I woke up late, so I was like, well, maybe I just won't go. But then I was like, you know what, fuck it, just go, bitch, just go. So I just got up and literally didn't have my coffee, didn't have my breakfast. I was fucking lucky to even go to the toilet before I left, which is my very first thing I do every single morning, just because obviously you asked for those personal details. I almost missed that, but I knew that if I fucking missed that part of my morning, then the rest of it's going to be fucked. So I made sure I went to the toilet and then I just ended up leaving and driving the hour and getting there in time, no stress, everything was fine. And today was a really good day as well. Wasn't really that busy. The thing is, like, I've been doing this Saturday market. This Saturday market is one that's very, very, like, low-key, very new, very, like, not so overexposed, which means that you're not always going to have the biggest customer. There's not going to have the most traffic, you know what I mean, always. And it's not always going to be, like, your biggest money maker. And especially when you only have 2 days as it is to make money at the market, which is a Saturday and a Sunday. You kind of really do want that Saturday to come through. Last week, I didn't even make my market fee. I was actually underneath that. So did everyone. No one else made their market fee. It was very quiet. So it's a hit and miss thing for sure. But there's something that happened today that was really cool. Because I actually didn't want to talk about this, but I guess I will. I've started my veggie patch, and I started that last week, or like 3 days ago, 3 days ago, yeah, 3 days ago, and been trying to research and learn as much as I possibly can about how to grow your own veggies and become self-sufficient, because if that's going to be a thing, like, and even if it's not going to be a thing, do you know what I mean? I actually think, like, it's just in a way opening people's minds to start the journey of being self-sufficient. And even if you don't necessarily need it 100%, you know, because let's just say, like, all the mandates and shit fall through, or, you know, things change again, or whatever the fuck goes on, because you really don't know what's going to happen. But even if you didn't need it as such, and if we went back to our normal ways of being, which is relying on outside external sources for things that we need to survive on, right, like food and resources and all the things, even if we were still living in that world, I think it's very important to make the shift to becoming self-sufficient, because not only are you helping yourself, but you're helping the earth as well, like the actual planet, because you're creating more life, you're creating more like good natural gases and whatever the fuck else plants give. Because look, I'm not a horticulturalist or a fucking permaculturalist. I don't even know if that's a word. I just totally tried to make that one up. But I don't know anything about gardens. Like, I don't know anything about them. I don't know how to grow veggies. I only very recently, in the past maybe 3-4 years, I guess, that's not very recent, but still, it was only up until then that I started actually having house plants, because before that I was terrified of growing live plants because I never could. They would always die. because I never knew how to look after them or like how, why to look after them and all the things until I had a bit more of a natural way of lifestyle change, if that makes any sense. I changed my lifestyle a little bit and then things started to have more purpose and more intention. So that actually gave me a better reason to want to learn how to do it. And because of that, since then, I've known how to at least keep plants alive, at the very least. So, yeah, now I'm going to start doing the veggies and fruits on my property at the moment, because where I'm renting at the moment, there was already fruit trees there and they were established once I had moved in. They were already there. So that's been a blessing. We've got mandarins, we've got peaches. I do believe there's an almond tree. I think they're almonds at the front, which is fucking cool. Boy, I just got my car fixed and she's running like a queen. I was gonna say king, but queen. Yeah, she's got the guts behind her now and I love that. Anyway, I just thought you could hear the engine like revving. I started my veggie patch. I've been researching a fuck ton. I've been trying to learn as much as I possibly can without overwhelming myself, because I have put this off for over a year. Like, I've been wanting to do a veggie patch since I moved into this house, this property, which was over a year ago. It was probably about a year and a half, is it? Maybe ago. But I didn't know how to, and because I don't know how to, it was very overwhelming when I looked into it, because it seems to be when you search into and research gardens or like how to grow a fucking veggie patch, it's like no one knows how to do it in the most simple terms of for like beginners, where they don't know what fucking nitrogen is or where nitrogen comes from. And you don't know what a companion plant is and what the fuck that means. And there's so much stuff. But I think, like anything, if you just take it step by step, little by little, you'll start to learn things. Things become repetitive, so you start to remember things. And once you can start connecting a few of the dots, it just starts to make a little bit more sense. So that's where I'm kind of at. And at least I've made the first move of setting the garden bed up. I've got it's about 3 meter by 1.5 meter garden bed. I've only got one at the moment. The way that happened, because I'd been putting it off until I could find material for me to actually build this raised garden bed, I wanted to, find it somehow, and I didn't know how, so I just figured, you know, I'll probably have to go buy the materials and make it all proper and whatnot. But then I had a look around my property, because I understand, like, I'm on an old property, like this, I live on an old house property. So there's lots of things lying around, and they used to have horses there. So they have a lot of poles that are just sitting there, just laying there in the middle of like, or in the back of a corner or something. So I had a little hunt around and then I found some poles that I was able to reuse, and there we go. I have a full garden bed, like a 3 meter long garden bed. So even though it's just one, it's a big one, and it's going to start me off nicely. And I'm very keen to start another garden bed, you know, another two garden beds, maybe two smaller ones, and then fill them up accordingly. So what have I done? So to start my garden bed, apart from the perimeter, the outside, the logs that are making the actual shape, I am going to do a no dig veggie patch, which means that you're not necessarily needing to dig up the soil and turn all the soil and make sure your floor soil is really, really good, because where I'm at in Byford's actually never had very good soil. Back in the like 1800s and the early 1900s, when farmers were moving into Byford area and were starting their farms, they actually had to stop them and move because the soil just wasn't very good. Not only was it quite sandy, but okay, traffic. Not only was it very sandy, but it was actually very waterlogged, so a lot of water will sit on the top and not necessarily soak through. So knowing that information, and I only know this because I've been going to the library so much, which you know, and in the library they have books, history books on Byford, where I live, And it runs all the way back to the early 18th century, which I think is fucking killer. Like, I love learning about history and, like, what used to be there and what it looks like now, because things are, they've come so far. And unless you've actually seen it, you wouldn't know. And you need to know these things sometimes, I think, because then you get a bit of perspective on where you're at, and not to take it for granted, because there's been so much life that has gone through and been lived and experienced. Just because you're in this area now and it looks like it does, doesn't mean that that's how it's always been. There's been different families, there's been different struggles, there's been different eras of living, of history. Like, it's so crazy. So I would highly encourage you to look into the history of where you live, if you can, because it's so, so incredibly interesting. But that's why I know the information about the soil regarding Byford. So I'm going to do a no-dig garden, which means instead of doing raised garden beds as well, which is then putting a massive, like a tall perimeter around it and then filling it up with soil so it's high off the ground, which is a very, it's a very good idea, and I like the idea of that. However, again, it just requires more building up of the perimeter of the actual garden bed itself. It's going to require more soil and more compost and more just a lot of the nutrients that go into the actual base of it. So this whole no dig idea, I looked into, I found it on YouTube through a guy who's an Australian. Oh, is he British? Actually, no, he's English, British, whatever. So he has this whole no dig YouTube channel, and it's all about literally like not having to do all that kind of hard work. It's just about putting your soil on top of the floor, where you would first put tarp down or cardboard to kill all the weeds and the soil and the roots underneath where you want to put the garden bed to stop weeds coming through as well. And then putting just an amount, enough to cover the, and to make a little bed of soil, of soil and compost and mulch and whatnot on top. So you're not putting enough to make it like fully raised, but you're putting enough to make a heap. And because it's a 3 meter long bed, it's going to be quite a long heap, right? It'll make sense when you fucking see it. But anyway, so I've put the cardboard down. The cardboard's been down for a few days, which hasn't done anything at this point. But I'm going to go home and give it a nice little wet, even though it has been raining over the last few days. Well, it's not been raining. It's been sprinkling over the last few, day and a half, sorry. What the fuck am I saying? Over the last day, at least, it's been sprinkling. Just forget about whatever I've been saying. But anyway, so yeah, I'm going to water it so it can start to break down a little bit more. And then I've got a bag of garden soil, which isn't ideal. Like, it's not really what I wanted to put on first, but I'm going to just fill it up with some proper, like, veggie mulch and soil when I get that. But for now, just to help the cardboard break down, to get the worms in and help the veggies, the veggie patch, like, just to begin a little bit more, I'm going to put one bag of garden soil over the top of the cardboard, which will be inside the garden bed, and then hopefully that can start breaking down with some water. We can start getting some, you know, like insects and some worms in there, and just start to get things moving a little bit. Which then leads me into my next bit, which is what, you know, why I jumped on today, because today had a fucking good day, I always do. But at the markets, I'm at the Mundaring markets, I'm surrounded by feminine energy, and it's really beautiful, because I find that I get a bit of a mix on the Sunday with my Vic Park family, which is also incredible, great. But on Saturdays, I am always surrounded by feminine energy. And what's funny is the two people that I can think of right now, the two ladies, and they're always older ladies, like these ladies are in their 50s, right? Because these are the type of people that I consistently attract, is the more mature ladies, because I'm an old soul and they know that, and they're also old souls. And it's just a, I don't know, synchronicity. It's a very big alignment. So anyway, they've been very much, they're completely on the same path as I am in understanding, like, you know, where we're at with the personal, with our personal path, spiritual path, but then also like on a very big collective worldly view as well, right? And that's very important, that I'm attracting people that are also on the same vibration as where I am and also where I want to be, and I am. So, the two ladies that were next to me, either side of me, I've worked with over the last few weekends, and one of them makes, she has a huge range of organic seeds and seedlings and plants and all the things, and she's full of knowledge. And today she gave me, because she's all about the trade life, the trading system, which is, I've always said that that is the way of life, is to be in communities of like-minded people, living with like-minded people, where you're able to trade amongst each other, where you're all coming in as a community to help build the community, but also you're able to trade and exchange within that community, so that way you've always got what you need. Because, you know, if we have to go self-sufficient, it's going to take you a long time to know all the fucking things, and to even have all the fucking things, it's a lot. Okay, sorry. Anyway, sorry, I heard a noise. So what can you do to make it a little bit easier is to meet like-minded people, to move into communities where you're able to actually live amongst each other, and then you're able to provide something, they're able to provide something, and together you're able to exchange, right? And then just think about that, but on like a bigger level, having more and more people, everyone's got something different to give, and you're able to just keep making it flow. There's no money that needs to be spent because you're actually helping each other. Everyone's got something to give. That's just self-sufficiency on a really big level, but it's a way of moving forward in tribe, right? I definitely see that happening, and I think that's where we're moving to. So that's why it is important for me as well to continue this garden project, because if there is a point where people are going to need to trade, or I'm going to need to trade, I'm going to want to know that I have something else to offer, because at the moment I have crystals, which are great and are actually a valuable part of life. So, which is, it's good, because they are actually worth energy. They are worth money, if you will. But in the sense of energy, they are very powerful and very needed beings. So when people like Reiki teachers or Reiki masters or Reiki healers, just energy healers as a whole, readers, tarot readers, whatever it is, people who might be looking for crystal energy versus, which they probably wouldn't have, I suppose, in that general area, but I was going to say, as opposed to Western medicine, I would think it would be mostly holistic medicine anyway. But you know what I mean? There's something to trade. But as well, she trades seeds. So she's taught me how to save seeds, and they have a seed swapping station where you're able to swap your seeds with the ones that you've grown to swap them for something else, and it's all free. So she's given me four or five different seeds to start off with. I've got some beans, I've got some lettuce, I've got some cucumbers, things like that. Yesterday my Nan and Pop gave me a parsley plant as well as a garlic chives plant. I have onions growing at the moment, which I've just like literally started growing myself by putting an which is not gonna work. I put an onion in the soil like months ago, and it's actually growing heads like sprouts, but it's more spring onion, that's what it sprouts, which I'm fine with because it tastes delicious. I had it in my mashed potato the other day. So I've got that, but I'm also going to be doing potatoes as well. So I'm going to do potatoes and onions in their own little veggie patch, probably something a little bit raised for that. And then I'm also going to do lots of herbs and spices, things like that. Well, not so much the spices, but the herbs. I'm going to grow herbs in a garden, so that way I can use them fresh, but then I can also pick them and dehydrate them and then create big jars of herbs for me to use whenever I need. So then I'm gonna have the fresh produce, I'm gonna have the fruit and veggies, and I'm gonna have the spices and the herbs. And then I'm also going to be able to give and to trade if had, you know, anyone needs it, being the actual food and fruit itself, or moving forward more into the seeds, I can do that as well, which allows people to then start their own journey of supplying themselves with free food. Just think about how powerful that is. Like, if you don't have to
pay for your food, right? Take away the meat side of it, or maybe take away the dairy side of it, because obviously these are the two things that you can't just grow. You can have a dairy cow, you can have milk from the cow, or you could have chickens, you can have eggs from the chickens, you could make your own butters, you could make your own creams, like if that's what you wanted to do. You could kill your own livestock if you wanted to, but that's just not obviously routes that I want to go down. I've been a vegan before, I've been a vegetarian before, so it's not something that scares me if I have to go back into that. But just knowing that I'm going to have the resources on a very bare minimum level, probably not even fucking bare minimum, but like at the moment, that's how I feel. But like once it's going, I'm going to have so much power behind me, just knowing that I'm literally able to provide for myself and for anyone that I need to provide for, just based off what I've put energy, time and stuff into, you know what I mean? So yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. And I'm so grateful that today happened, because I went there for a reason, obviously, because today I got so much knowledge for my vegetable garden. I got to connect with beautiful ladies. And I also got some seeds. Oh, and I also got to support four different businesses today. So fucking happy about that. I was able to exchange money and to support other businesses. That is a great time, because that's always a goal of mine, to be able to do that if I have the money there, to be able to do it. So yeah, that happened. Very, very good. I'm home now. I really wanted to jump on and just have that chat about the vegetable garden and also the seeds that I got given today. And just where I'm at with it. Like I said, I didn't really want to talk about it, because it was one of those things where I just kind of wanted to just plod along by myself and just work it out by myself and do it without necessarily needing to know how to do it or also teach anyone else, because I don't really know. But as well, just giving myself that, like, not having that pressure of, like, having to get shit right, or, like, if things die, it's, like, it's okay to not have to, like, no one would know, because I wouldn't have told anyone. Do you know what I mean? But this is a very big project that I've got so much backing it, like there's so much behind it that I need it to work out, because that's going to be my focus for the next year, is going to be learning how to grow and harvest my own plants and become a little bit more self-sufficient where I can, a lot more self-sufficient where I can. Fuck, I went blank. I have no idea where I was at, what I was saying. Okay, well, anyway, I'm going to go. Thank you so much for listening. I never look at the analytics for the podcast. I don't. It's generally when I jump on for another episode, like the last one will be there and it will come up with how many people listened to the last one. And that's how I know if people have listened or not. And I'm seeing a very continuous great flow of people checking in, and it's good because I'm not actually advertising or like marketing my podcast. So I really appreciate every single one of you who have made their way here, who have not necessarily been told about it, but are here anyway. So thank you very much. I do see you and I do appreciate you. And I'm home now, so I'm gonna go. Okay.